Forget the statistics. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe. Gun rights groups see today's student walkout as an emotional reaction to what happened in Parkland. They quote statistics showing how rare mass shootings are. And yet, most Americans still want something done. So what do we do? Forget the statistics. Nobody can agree on them. But most Americans probably would agree that we'd feel a lot better if we could at least have some confidence that powerful weapons were in responsible hands. People who are mature, trustworthy, stable, and dare I say, well-regulated. Let's set a standard. So the only way for a bad guy to get a gun would be to steal it, at which point we can hunt him down and disarm him before the mayhem starts. As for the bad guys who already own guns, we're going to have to smoke them out instead of ignoring them, as happened in Parkland. We have a gun culture which has planted this idea that owning a gun is a uniquely American expression of freedom. And it's created this liberal attitude that anything goes when it comes to weapons, that calling the cops on someone who's armed and angry might somehow be unpatriotic. But a gun is just a tool. A gun can't mean freedom. It can't mean anything. The meaning of a gun is defined entirely by the person holding it. So it's true. There's no point in gun control. We're way past that. But it means the only way to create a sense of security now is gun owner control. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.